Belinda and Harper Audio Australia present this unabridged recording of Something in the Wine, written by Tricia Stringer and read by Casey Withers. For Kelly. Chapter 1. Keely Mitchell peered at the numbers on the overhead panel and stopped beside 19B. A man was already in the aisle seat. His head was back and his eyes were closed. She paused. His relaxed face had the most freckles she had ever seen, and it was topped by wisps of faded, gingery hair. If he'd had a straw hat, he would have made a good scarecrow. Pressure against the pack on her back reminded her of the passengers queuing up behind her, waiting to find their seats. She had to get past the scarecrow to reach hers. A loud laugh erupted from the group of young men who were seating themselves a few rows ahead. She had noticed them in the airport bar before the boarding call came. They were a happy crew, sharing jokes over their drinks, a sharp contrast to Keely's bored brothers and fussing parents. Her mum had asked her several times if she'd packed spare cash and, to Keely's horror, underwear in her backpack in case her bag was lost. And her dad kept checking departure and arrival times and reminding her of the time differences. "Are you going to sit down, love?" a plaintive male voice asked from behind. The scarecrow man opened his eyes and Keely flushed as she felt his piercing gaze sweep over her. She pointed at the seat beside him. "Excuse me, I'm in the middle." He stood and she ducked her head, barely missing a collision with his shoulder. She struggled past him and fell into her seat. Her pack dug uncomfortably into her back. "I'm sorry." She turned away from him to ease off her pack and hide her embarrassment. She felt a hand tug the last stubborn strap over her wrist. Clutching the bag to her chest, she turned awkwardly to face him. "Thanks," she murmured.
"There's not a lot of room on these planes, is there?"
He grinned and his face creased into hundreds of tiny lines. Keely glanced at his wiry frame and then looked over the backpack to her long, solid legs. The space allowed would be fine if all the passengers were his build. "It's a long time since I've flown," she said. His weathered appearance made it hard to judge his age. She thought he was probably in his 60s, but the twinkle in his ice blue eyes made him seem younger.
"Would you like me to put your pack up top for you?"
He pointed to the overhead console. "No, thanks," she said.
"They won't let you nurse it."
"I'll put it at my feet." She leaned forward but was interrupted. "Excuse me, I need to sit there." They both looked up. A woman dressed in a tight T-shirt and clinging designer workout pants loomed over them. Keely hugged her pack tightly as they both clambered out to let the woman in. The faint smell of stale sweat wafted from the newcomer as she settled into her seat, then immediately tugged out a pen and magazine. Keely sat back down, dismayed to see a muscular arm already covering the divider between them. The woman opened to a large crossword and began to work. Keely edged away.
"This is going to be a cozy flight,"
a low voice murmured in her ear. She turned and looked directly into the face of the man who sat beside her. In her attempt to avoid contact with the woman, she had almost leaned her head on his. Once again, she felt her embarrassment burn across her cheeks. "I'm sorry," she jerked upright.
"It's a long way to Perth. If we're going to be this close, we may as well introduce ourselves. I'm Ewan Levallier."
He held out his hand and a smile crinkled his face again. Keely disentangled her own hand from her pack and gave his a quick shake. "I'm Keely Mitchell."
"Are you going home to WA or visiting, Keely?"
He said her name with a hint of brogue that reminded her of her Irish grandfather. "Oh, visiting," she replied. But the thought of escaping forever was momentarily intoxicating.
"Have you been before?"
"Only to Perth. When I was a child, my grandparents lived there."
"You'll find it's changed since then. Are you planning on travelling further?"
Keely hesitated. He asked a lot of questions. She wasn't good at confiding in strangers. "Yes. Perth is just the starting point. I plan to head north from there."
"South is better."
"Is it?"
"We have everything in the south. Great wine, fantastic beaches, surf, beautiful weather and a magical river. What else does one need?"
Good morning.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?